Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. I've got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, aka LJ. That's who I do it for, and that's who I do it with. I have the privilege of traveling this amazing journey that we call podcasting, but more importantly, this awesome and amazing journey we call life. And today I want to talk about the worth of your word. I think a lot of times, man, we get into these conversations and we like to hear ourselves talk. I've been in so many situations where someone has put themselves on schedule and on the line for something that I didn't even ask for. And it is always weird to me because it's just like, you put yourself on a schedule. You know, you said, I'll get this to you by this time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then you don't do it. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, I don't, because I think a lot of times it's just minor. So I don't spend a lot of time bringing it up. But now in my mind, I'm looking at you with a side eye because I'm like, this is a person that like to talk, but they don't come through with the stuff they say. And that's not really the biggest issue to me. It's ridiculous because you put your own self on the hook. Like, you didn't have to promise to do this or that. You just put it out there. And I think that we have to be mindful of the worth of our words. One of the most important things that I had to work on to get correct in my military career and with the organizations, usually when you're coming in to fix an organization, they lack trust in the sector in which they're trying to operate. And one of the most direct ways to reestablish trust is with your strategic communication. And that means that you communicate. That means that you under-promise and over-deliver. That means that if you say you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, you're there early and ready to go. That means that you communicate with people all throughout a process instead of just communicating when you feel okay. And what I mean by that is sometimes news is bad, but people respect a willingness to share news that isn't favorable because they know that you're a straight shooter and that you're a communicator. And a lot of times we get stuck on just saying what we're saying and doing what we're doing, and it's sounding good and it's feeling good in the moment, and then we don't follow up. And that damages the worth of your word. Here's what I say. Look, don't put yourself on the hook for something that you don't have to. And if you put yourself on the hook, communicate through that process. At best, come through with what you say, but at worst, let them know that your word has worth.